the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra in performance here this afternoon. And for good reason, your chance to enjoy performances with the VSO and special guests is now available through the organization's new digital streaming service, theconcerthall.ca. You're with the New Classical FM. Mark Wigmore here and our look at the arts. That's right, the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra's new virtual home is available for you right here in Southern Ontario, a wonderful new service for these lockdown times. The VSO's musicians and guest artists are beautifully recorded in 360-degree views using state-of-the-art audio and video technology while following strict social distancing protocols themselves. The move was inspired by a similar service created by the Berlin Philharmonic, where yearly, monthly, and weekly subscriptions are offered. But this is unique in North America, and the VSO hoping to share 40 concerts through theconcerthall.ca this season. This month, the VSO is celebrating Mozart's birthday with a Month of Mozart, the virtual mini-festival featuring his Grand Partita, his first and 41st symphonies, and an in-depth discussion about the composer, as well as a week featuring composers he's influenced. Joining me with more on a Month of Mozart and the VSO's theconcerthall.ca is the music director with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, Otto Tausk. The Dutch conductor is on his third season in Vancouver, but he's run numerous other organizations and performed alongside the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra with Valery Gergiev there, the Danish National Symphony Orchestra, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and the Marinsky Orchestra, to name but a few. Trust me, he performed at the BBC Proms in 2018. On the line from the Netherlands, it's Maestro Otto Tausk. Welcome to the Oasis.
Thank you. Good day.
Good day to you. It must be around getting on to 9:30 your time, so thank you for...
Exactly.
Thank you for being with us. So, two or three seasons now in Vancouver. How is that as a home away from home for you?
Well, I just love Vancouver, and I miss Vancouver a lot in these strange COVID times. Because I'm a bit stuck in the Netherlands. I travel to Vancouver as much as I can, but of course it's not as often as I would like to. But Vancouver is a wonderful city, as I'm sure you know.
Absolutely. That is actually my neck of the woods. That's where I come from originally. You work with two or three orchestras at any given time. There is a lockdown, as you just mentioned. Digital concerts. You're in Holland today, Vancouver at other times. Really a strange moment for a creative person like you who's used to being all over the world.
It is a very strange moment, but it's also a moment where I think we're all learning a great deal about what really matters in life, and especially about music. I find that we somehow suddenly realize how big the impact of music actually is and how much we all miss it when it's not there.
People were pointing out that during the inauguration yesterday, it wouldn't have been the same experience at all without all that wonderful music, all the pomp and circumstance.
That's absolutely true. And it's very interesting as well that for instance in Europe, the last couple of weeks I have been doing concerts, and then the audience is really small, so there might be 30, 40 or 50 people in the audience, and what we all find is that even if it's for just a couple of people, making music really makes a huge difference. It does make you feel that, like in normal times, when you play for big halls, full with audiences, it's wonderful. But now suddenly that all has changed, and the real beauty of music somehow just becomes more obvious and more clear to us all.
I love it. And so here we go. 40 concerts. It's ambitious. I really believe that you can do it, and your organization can do it. But what is the process for rehearsing and shooting these concerts and then eventually getting them to us?
So it's of course very different than what we're used to. We're used to playing live every week, a different program, maybe two programs in 1 week, and now suddenly the audience is not in the hall, and we just have the cameras and the audio capturing us, and then sending it out on the internet. It's a completely different thing, but it's an interesting process to go through as an orchestra, but also as a conductor, and also maybe listening and looking at the orchestra as an audience, because you really experience music in a very different way. You can come much closer to the musicians. You can give a lot of background information on the works you're presenting. And it's in a way, it's a very good training for an orchestra and for conductors, because you become very aware of every little thing that goes on, because it's all captured on camera and audio.
Theconcerthall.ca is the website. It's pretty self-explanatory, actually. If you just go to that website, the concerts are posted that you can enjoy. The upcoming ones are there as well. And you can subscribe for $12.99 a month throughout the year, or you can get a 30-day pass for $15.99. And if you're just joining us, the VSO has introduced a digital streaming service, theconcerthall.ca, the organization looking to produce 40 concerts for subscribers this season. And Maestro Otto Tausk on the line from the Netherlands. Otto, tell us about a month of Mozart, because you're covering a lot of ground with the programming.
Absolutely. So Mozart has always been one of my very, very favorite composers. And Mozart was also the composer I actually worked on with the orchestra when I came to Vancouver for the very first time some years ago. We did a Mozart symphony, and later on we programmed an evening with the last three symphonies of Mozart in one program. My original plan was actually to perform them without even a break, but I don't think the orchestra was very happy with that idea. So we did take some breaks in between, but I always think of the last three symphonies as one, as one piece, actually, a first, a second, and a third movement. But anyway, so Mozart is very, very dear to me, and Mozart is very essential in the relationship I'm building with the orchestra. And I think Mozart is a very energetic and, in general, a very sensitive and optimistic composer, and has very inspirational works, which I think can be really important in these times. So, for instance, we're playing a concert where we combine the very first and the very last symphony of Mozart, so number one and number 41. So number 41 is the big ending of the symphonic works, the Jupiter Symphony, which is a grand symphony with a lot of let's say compositional brilliant techniques. And his first symphony is written by Mozart when he was 8 years old, and it's in a very interesting symphony, because it gives me the goosebumps. If you listen to the second movement, it's very touching, and you'll hear a wonderful horn melody. And if you remember that horn melody and then listen to his very last symphony, you recognize that exact melody in his last movement, as if somehow he knew the circle was back to the beginning somehow.
We're about to listen to the 41st in a moment, but I'll point out that what you're talking about, A Tale of Two Mozarts, will be released tomorrow, January 22nd. So exciting to enjoy that at theconcerthall.ca. And then you've got Viennese Reflections happening on the 29th. And as well, you'll be doing a special talk, which is being released today. It happened at 2 p.m.
Later today, exactly.
I love it, with Rodney Sharman. And as well, people can find out all the information, all performances available streaming at theconcerthall.ca, the virtual home for the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. Again, 30-day passes for a month of Mozart are available for $15.99, which is just a fantastic value, I would say. And Maestro Otto Tausk, all the way from the Netherlands, thank you for visiting here this afternoon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Theconcerthall.ca is where you visit, and you can subscribe right there, enjoy some of the concerts already. Here at 3:40, let's listen to Mozart's 41st.